Good morning, I'm Elizabeth Harrison in Providence. The Rhode Island Economic Development Corporation will once again need to find a new director. As Rhode Island Public Radio's political reporter Ian Donis reports, the man intended to lead the EDC has asked that his name be withdrawn.
William Parsons has worked at the EDC for 37 years, almost the entire life of the agency. But Governor Lincoln Chafee says Parsons asked that he be taken out of consideration for the top job at the EDC due to an unspecified recent health issue. The EDC has been beset by turnover in its top position for most of the agency's existence. The governor's spokeswoman says the state has yet to make plans to search for a new director. The EDC's previous head, Keith Stokes, departed after Rhode Island's losing investment in video game maker 38 Studios. Parsons will remain in his current job at the agency, overseeing community and business development. Ian Donis, Rhode Island Public Radio.
It's going to cost more to attend Brown University next year. The governing body of the school has signed off on a 4% increase in tuition and fees. That brings the total price per year, including room and board, to $57,000. Brown University Provost Mark Schlissel says the tuition had to be hiked to keep up with rising costs.
We have to maintain the most talented faculty in a very competitive marketplace, and we're competing with fantastic universities like Harvard and Yale and Princeton, and that creates a market, and that drives cost up as well. So it's as conservative as we can be while still maintaining the excellence of the university.
To offset the tuition hike, the university has also increased financial aid by 5.6%. Nearly half of all Brown students receive scholarships. The Catholic Church will have to release documents related to the Legion of Christ, a group whose founder has been implicated in a sex scandal. The Rhode Island Supreme Court decided yesterday not to grant a delay to the church, which had sought to keep the records private. The Legion of Christ is the subject of a lawsuit by a woman who says her aunt would never have bequested her fortune to the group if she had known that its leader was involved in a sex scandal. The church asked to delay making documents from the court case public, arguing that it could prejudice a future jury in the case. And U.S. Senator Jack Reed has joined a group of lawmakers asking President Barack Obama to support emergency federal funding for fishermen. The declaration from 13 senators comes as fishermen face significant cuts in catch limits. Fish stocks have had difficulty recovering their numbers, even though fishermen have followed strict rules. Last year, the U.S. Senate included $150 million to be divided among fisheries in several regions as part of its Superstorm Sandy relief bill, but the House stripped all but $5 million out of the bill and limited it to Superstorm Sandy impacts. The senators argue fishermen are struggling and can't wait for help. In sports, Boston Celtics center Kevin Garnett says his 15th All-Star game will be his last. Garnett wouldn't elaborate on why he wouldn't be back, but it has many people speculating about his plans for retirement. Red Sox president Larry Lucchino says he thinks the team's sellout streak at Fenway Park will end in April, 1 month shy of 10 years of a packed ballpark. And in college basketball, Bryant lost to Mount St. Mary's yesterday, 84-70. The Boston Bruins are at Buffalo this evening, and it's the All-Star game this weekend for the NBA.